Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Ooh, right on time.
Yeah, buddy.
Right on time for Beat the Bank Kids Edition. This is the first round. If you don't get in this round, don't worry. We got another one coming up in an hour.
Good.
But right now, we would like a boy 12 and under to call the show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
We will take call number 13, 12 and under boy, and just make sure they can speak. You know, we don't want like a three-month-old boy because he probably can't say stop, and probably, he's going to lose.
Yeah.
And he probably's not knowing what's going on right now. So, more than another boy. We'll play Beat the Bank.
Got it.
See what kind of toys we got going on. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Now, formerly known as intern Justin, now part-time Justin. Sometimes we just call him Justin. He wants to go out and party, to go party tonight for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
But apparently he went to a pub because he wants to learn some of the Irish lingo and some phrases so he can fit in. Here's what Justin has for us.
What are some phrases that you could help me out with to learn an Irish accent?
Let's see.
We don't really use many nowadays, but I know that there is What's the Crick?
What's the what?
What's the crack?
I'm going to try to say it.
I'm trying to say it in an American accent so you can understand.
No. I want to do an Irish accent. Is that offensive?
No, not at all.
Okay,
no.
I want to do an Irish accent. Okay.
Okay,
ready?
So, what's the crack?
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
Where's the crack? Is it or what is it?
What
is it?
Okay. In America, we say, where is it? But, okay, so in Ireland, we say, where's the crack?
No, what's the crack?
What's the crack?
There's no where. It's what.
Yeah. What?
You can say, like, and this is where it gets kind of dubious, but, where do I find good crack?
Okay.
Which is something that people...
Do I find good crack?
Story of my life. but it's basically, like, a good time. Like, a good feeling.
Like, what's
and stuff.
Crack?
Yeah. That's what that means. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm wanting to know, like, where is it happening? Mm-hmm. Where's the cut? I want to be in the cut. I want to be in the scene. I want to know
the
where the party is.
And the crack are the same. Same thing.
Got it, because when you find the crack, you find the party.
Yes. And then the Salinsha, which is just like a...
Wait, what?
Salinsha.
Salinsha.
Which means cheers or good health.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's like a Gaelic way of saying that.
Say what?
Cheers.
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 So y'all all take y'all's glasses.
Mm. Yeah.
And we'll all say Salinsha.
Salinsha.
Salinsha. That means like, salut.
Yeah.
In a way.
Salut or
cheers.
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 Good health.
Yeah.
Just a good time. Some good crack.
Some good crack.
Are they pulling his leg?
Good crack.
I guess so.
They sound serious. Sense.
So he learned one phrase.
Yeah. I've heard people say, where's the crack in that?
Where's the crack?
You know, where's the crack?
Where's the crack?
Okay.
Thank you, Justin.
Very helpful.
See, now we didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
None of it.
Where's the crack?
I probably won't use it.
I think you could get arrested if you use that in the wrong spot. And a happy birthday. Happy 10th anniversary. To that viral story about the leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama. You guys remember that story? Here's a little. Here you go.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say
Kid
the
TV,
leprechaun
Kid
looks
TV.
Like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead who got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Logical explanation.
You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Okay, give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
Oh, anybody seen the leprechaun? Say, oh, yeah!
Oh, my God.
That was 10 years ago today. That's when that was posted on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
And the sketch, if you've never seen it.
It's like a second grader drew it.
This amateur sketch of the leprechaun.
That's a real amateur.
That's awesome. Was
that real?
That was a real news story.
It was real. Is everybody in on the joke?
Maybe it was a crackhead.
Just when you think all news reports are always just like crime and murder.
I love that story.
More of that.
More of that.
More of those news stories, the hard-hitting leprechaun stories.
I love that story.
So happy 10th birthday to that news story.
I've never seen that before.
That made me smile. I love that story.
Made me smile, too. Al, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's go.
Kids, algebra, home ec, social studies, repeat algebra, beat for kids,
repeat algebra.
I was not good in algebra, dude. I didn't get those little A plus B minus
or English
C. I know it was not my thing.
All right, man.
Not my thing, man.
We're looking for a boy, 12 and under. We found Blake. Blake, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
How old are you, Blake?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old.
My man.
Means you can play Beat the Bank Kids Edition, Blake.
Was I putting you in like the fifth grade? You in the fifth grade, buddy?
Yes.
All right, my man.
Now, have you been trying all week to play, Blake? I heard you're pretty excited.
Yeah, I am.
Good deal.
You're very excited.
Well, you got your eyes
my
on.
My mom's about to scream.
Oh, tell mom, go ahead and scream. We want to hear her scream.
Get it out of her system.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and scream. She said, I'll wait.
Oh, she's going to wait.
Wait and make sure you win first,
yeah,
right?
Right. Don't Blake, jinx it.
Blake, what have you wanted for the longest time that you're hoping is inside this toy vault?
Beats.
Oh, you want some headphones.
We gave away some earlier this week, didn't we?
Oh, man.
Hopefully they're in there.
Hopefully they're in there. All right, well, Blake, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside that vault. When you hear those prizes coming your way and you think it's gone as high as it's going to go based on the price of the prize, you yell stop. Or if you hear one that you like Beats, you yell stop. If you don't and it closes on you, you will win nothing. And I'm sure you already know that. And we don't want that for you, Blake, because you've been trying hard.
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
All right, Blake.
Want to send a shout out to your girlfriend before you get started?
Yeah, what's your girlfriend's name?
All right, never mind.
Maybe he's got more than one.
He doesn't want to put himself on blast. Gotcha.
My dude. Okay. All right, Blake. Cool, calm, collected.
Yep.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Kids edition. Mom.
Lego Minecraft the Mine. Ooh. Amazon gift card for $100. Xbox 360. Xbox One.
Stop.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Good call, dude.
Good call, sweetie.
Yeah. Blake, you just won an Xbox One. Look at you standing tough in there when we threw the Xbox 360.
Yeah, man.
Blake's like, I don't want the old console. Yeah.
Xbox One.
Yeah. And he's smart enough to know that that costs more than Beats, so he knew the Beats weren't coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blake, congratulations on winning that Xbox One. And just for fun, just to see if there was anything else you left in that vault, let's see, just for fun.
Oh! You were right on it.
I got the left one.
Now mama can scream.
Yeah, go ahead, scream, mama. Tell mama to scream.
Scream.
We'll take it.
We'll take that all day. Blake, congratulations, buddy. What'd mom say?
She said, I only know what you won.
Oh. Are you going to school right now, Blake, or you got the week off?
No, I'm in the parking lot of virtual.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's going to be a good day.
What school do you go to, bro?
I go to Draper Intermediate.
Draper, go Falcons. All right, man.
My man.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew the...
Yeah,
look at
the Draper Falcons. Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Blake, hold on first. We'll get you set up with your Xbox.
How does Al all these school mascots?
Because he studied mascots instead of algebra.
The kid was too polite to protect...
Draper Falcons.
Him.
Go Fighting Falcons.
You're convincing, at least.
Isn't there an actor? Don Draper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad Men?
The Draper Dragons, Al.
Draper Dragons.
What we're thinking. Okay. You're close.
No, Falcons.
Falcons, Dragons. They fly.
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll play Beat the Bank again, less than 1 hour away. And also, we got J-Lo calling us in about 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and we
buddy.
Still got to hear the top five mistakes from Big Al Soft opening coming up in about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls,
That's our homie right there. Troye Sivan. He's going to be on the show at this time tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Going to be singing for us. He stopped by the Canalside Lounge, had a nice little chat. And he actually was, his performance is really good live.
Very different, yeah.
When you get to watch somebody that actually loves the songs they wrote.
Oh, the way he moves when he sings, it's real.
There's something moves about Troye.
Cool.
It is.
Something
it
about
is.
Troye. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
This time, tomorrow morning, we got your homegirl J-Lo calling the show in 20 minutes, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't be too nervous.
Oh, too late.
You're already nervous?
Already. Every time. Every time.
We put Blake, who's 11 years old, inside the toy vault this morning, less than about 10 minutes ago. And he stood tough. We threw an Xbox 360 his way. He said, no, I'm staying in.
Yeah.
And then he won an Xbox One.
That's like the top, right?
That's the newer version of the Xbox. So
yeah, yeah.
He played the game right. We'll play again in less than 1 hour, about 40 minutes from now. And I told you guys I went and watched Zootopia during the break.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually... doing really, really well.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's the number one film in the world. It's about...
The kids movie?
That is pretty well.
It's the number one... Well, it's outpacing Frozen in its first 10 days.
Oh, man.
That's how
well it's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about this little bunny, this girl bunny, who wants to become a police officer. But in Zootopia, all the police officers are like big animals. You know, you got like rhinos and hippos and elephants.
Maybe she could be an undercover officer.
And
nobody'd ever suspect the bunny.
Sure. And nobody thought she could become a police officer because she was a bunny and she's tiny.
And a woman.
And she's a woman. What is she going
to
do?
Oh, wow. So she's trying to empower female bunnies.
Yeah.
Gender inequality, even with animals.
Exactly. I mean, it's a really, really good movie.
Okay.
Like, it's got a cool message. It's fun.
Your kids loved it.
It's got jokes in there. My kids loved it. It's got jokes for the adults. Like, there was a Breaking Bad joke in there that was like, you could catch a couple people in the movie theater going like, ha!
Oh, so jokes for the parents.
Oh, there are plenty of jokes for the parents, jokes for the, and it goes over the kid's head. But, so this is Shakira singing the song for the movie.
Oh, okay.
The anthem.
The anthem. It's called Try Everything. So our good friends at Disney dropped off some Zootopia gift bags for us to give away.
Oh, they're not for us to keep?
We'll get to
Darn
keep
it.
One. No, you get to have one, Kelly.
I just assumed everything was... for us.
So what
take
I got
one,
here.
Take one for Emma Kelly.
I got Officer Judy Hopps, the star of the movie.
Awesome.
Stuffed animals. And then we also have the gazelle, which is Shakira's character.
Uh-huh.
And the gazelle actually sings with the push of a button, this song right here.
Oh, wow. So that's a...
Really?
I mean, I hate comparing it to a Barbie doll, but that's kind of... It's a nice doll. It's
yeah.
Yeah, this one's plastic.
With an outfit.
Yeah. Outfit's
wow.
Got the cool skirt.
Cool.
And if you push the button, she sings this song.
So the Officer Bunny is a plush.
Yeah.
And the gazelle is more like a Barbie.
This one's what I'll probably, and I'll give this one to my daughter probably because she liked the bunny.
Oh, so you are taking one? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take one. You want one?
Yeah, I want one.
I'm going
so
to try to take
giving
one.
Away? Unless a kid wants it, then I'll let the kid have it.
if you give us a call right now, we'll hook up callers 17, 18, and 19 at 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And check out Zootopia. It really is good. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Good for the kids, bro.
I mean, it's no Batman versus Superman, but...
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But the kids love it.
Yeah, I need to get a date for that screen.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the good movie to take a guy to.
Movies are getting good. There's good kid movies, good adult movies. And now we have a good bar, thanks to Big Al Mac.
Trying.
Or we think we have a good bar.
Trying, man. Trying. Yeah. Last night was the soft opening. And I was shooting for about 250 people. I don't know why I just picked that number.
Yeah.
And I think we fell a little short of that, but it was still a decent crowd. It was enough people to have a good crowd, but not too many for it to be overwhelming for first-time employees, because a lot of them were. So we had a long day yesterday here at the studio. So I get down there. I planned to open at 4. That was deliberate. I didn't want the first day to be lunch because lunch is, people have a limited amount of time, you know, and you don't want to have
impatient,
any mess ups
yeah,
during lunch. So I wanted to open after that. So we did. Scheduled for 4. I get down at around 3. So room full of people. The guys are putting up the sign. I mean, it's that last minute.
Yeah.
And so I had this thought. I said, I'm going to hedge my bet a little bit and get a little help from the Lord. So I called one of my buddies that's a city council guy down there. I said, can you get somebody from the church to come give us a little prayer before we start? It's 3 o'clock. We're starting at 4, Kelly. This is how last minute this is. 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
30 minutes later.
I would feel really odd asking my preacher to come down and bless my bar.
Well, it's a restaurant,
Lord,
first of all. But
the Lord,
so Lord, please be safe.
Are you going to have the Chippendale dancers swing by?
No, come on, Al.
One step at a time.
The other things you do at the mat?
One step at a time.
You think
please,
the Lord's
Lord,
going to bless that?
One step at a time.
Let the people that come to my bar get so wasted that they don't show up to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that so, my pockets are full of cash.
Thinking there.
I wanted some prayer to start off the business.
Oh,
so
man.
30 minutes later, Kelly.
Way to upset the Lord.
Not only do I have someone there to pray for us, it's the mayor of Seagoville. He comes down and I'm like, the
that's
mayor.
Good to know. The mayor of Seagoville's a godly man.
Yeah, that's right. He came and I was so happy.
He did show up.
So we gather all the employees around. They don't know what's going on. And we hold hands, and the mayor, Mayor Childress, gave us a nice prayer to open up the bar.
Then
what was
the first free beer?
There's no free beer.
Like, what was the prayer about? Like,
he just said, hey, bless this business, bless these employees, and let it be successful.
You
and
didn't offer him a free beer after all that?
Of course not.
Kelly?
How's he going to make money?
I did not offer. He's the mayor. I didn't offer him a free beer. But
isn't a bar basically a place of sin?
I was about to.
What is it?
No. So then I'm like, well, let me get a Coke or something and sit down. And I'm like, can I get a Coke? We don't have any Cokes. I'm like, how do we not have Coke?
So we start strong.
We're open in 45 minutes, and there's not a Coca-Cola.
How popular is Coke?
There's not a Coca-Cola
in your bar experience.
So I'm like, why are there no Cokes? Well, the drink guns aren't working.
Your drink guns aren't working?
No one bothered to tell me the drink guns. Oh, no, we call Coca-Cola. They're going to be here tomorrow. Like, well, that's not good. We open in 45 minutes. We don't have drink guns. Drink guns, if you don't know, there's little things at the bar when you push little buttons and drinks come out.
And it looks cool when the bartenders do it because it's like...
Yeah. Pretty crucial. Liquids are pretty crucial.
So,
fortunately for me, there's a Walmart right across the parking lot, like 100 yards away.
Yeah.
So I hop in my truck.
Was that one of the top 5 mess ups of the
yes,
day?
Yes,
that was
yes,
okay.
Yes,
number
yes,
5.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I hop in my truck and I go and get $200 worth of Cokes, Diet Coke, Sprite, tonic water, soda, everything to mix. It's 40 minutes before opening. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in Walmart trying to get all the stuff in my car. Hey, you big out. Yes, sir. Can you take a picture? Yeah. Okay. Hey, cheese. Okay.
So, kind of in a bit of a hurry, but
yeah,
sure.
I'm in a hurry, but I'm not going to say no.
I know,
you got time.
No.
I'm not going to say no. So anyway, I'm in self-checkout, getting all this. And then, of course, the little lady at the Walmart as I'm going out. And I've got a buggy full of Cokes and all the stuff. It's some in bags, some not. And the lady, can I see your ticket? Yes,
uh-oh,
ma'am.
Uh-oh.
Got him in a hurry. I'm trying to open them. Okay, let's see. How many Cokes did you have here? 1, 2. Uh-oh.
They still do that?
Wait, for your receipt?
Walmart.
Yeah.
4, 5, and then she looked. 6.
Oh man.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now what is it? Sprite. How much Sprite?
No way. She was counting all of them.
Oh my god.
She went through the entire ticket, man. So anyway, bless her heart. The nicest lady. She's doing her job.
That's her job.
That's her job.
Can't get mad at her.
Anyway, go back and we got Cokes now. Unload the Cokes. All right. Customer number 1 walks in and wants to play air hockey. Oh, good. Let's play some air hockey.
You have an air hockey table?
Air hockey table.
Okay.
Cool. I like
hockey.
Those.
Air hockey takes quarters. Hey, just go to the bar and get some change. All right, cool. You want to get some change? We don't have any change. Like, this is my fault.
How do you
I forgot
not
to go to the bank.
This is my fault.
Change.
I have not provided. Every day I don't have to do this. It's done at my bar. It's already open.
Yeah.
I have not. You have to fund the bar. Has to have change. You have to have quarters and ones
right.
And fives.
Right.
And
you
tens.
Have to have change.
You got to have change. People. I'm like, oh crap. What time? 3, 4, 5. Bank's closed. Huh. Well, drive-thru's open. Went to the drive-thru. Lady brought me change. All right, got that. Got put 50 cents in it. So second problem, no change.
Okay.
Put 50 cents in the air hockey machine.
No air.
Hockey,
no air. Oh, my God. Oh,
these are Al's top five things that went wrong at his soft opening yesterday.
Did you feel like you had to go to the bathroom?
People starting to come in, you know, whatnot, blah, blah.
So far, to recap, Al had no soda at his bar. The soda guns were not working.
Yeah.
Then he, no change for the air hockey.
Or for the patrons, no change.
Yeah, no change, period. Yeah.
And then the air hockey table, now working.
Not working.
Okay, good.
So we got three.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So, you know, customers starting to walk in. I'm looking around like, well, I guess we got enough employees. One, two. I asked, hey, is this everybody? No, half people didn't show up.
Just didn't show up?
Half the employees that we hired for last week and a half, just didn't show.
They already quit.
Just didn't show. This first day, just didn't show.
Did they have to go through training or
came
anything?
Came and applied.
And they did the training?
Yes.
You don't do training, do
you? Yeah, well, I mean, you have to show them how to do the POS.
That's already been done.
Yeah.
Was it a POS?
Huh? Point of sale.
Oh.
So.
What do you think he was wearing?
Yeah, he didn't know. So.
I was thinking it means something else.
Oh, peace.
Yeah.
So we kind of deal with that. You know, again, we had a crowd, but not overwhelming. If it had been like packed, it would have been really, 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 really bad. So, we had that. Then we have the issue of the cash register, the main cash register that we didn't have a key to when we're trying to put the money in it because it's locked. We practiced.
Dude,
you had
weeks to get this ready.
It sounds like you were playing bar. Like little girls that play tea time. It sounds like you were playing bar
last night.
You
make your bar romper room.
Oh, man.
It's like you put your project
like
last
the soda gun fake.
Yeah. I mean.
Fake register.
Yeah. And you know, we were out of town doing a road trip. And I would have been sick. And it's just I hadn't paid as close attention as I would like to have.
Of course.
But, you were good, but there's like 1,000 things. But,
are you blaming Mr. Raspberry for lack of great openings?
No. But all in all, I will say this. All in all, I think everybody was happy. The food was good.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, you always want your food to be good.
Yeah.
You go around
and
you ask people, hey, is everything good? Elena came with us.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm interested to see what she has to say.
Sure.
Speaking of food, here's Elena with another screw up.
So, Elena, you drove out to the soft opening.
I hitched a ride. Yeah, I was there.
Were you getting paid?
I'm on the salary, so I'll say yes.
You're on the payroll. Okay,
almost got fired last night, but just kidding. That's just jokes, still, right?
Yes. You're not fired.
Well, I think that the place looks great, and it did go really well. But there was one other funny food mess up that I can't let him not talk about.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So I guess someone ordered some bacon cheese fries.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yum.
Sounds great, right?
They're so good.
And when they got delivered, it was fries with a little bit of cheese and then some strips of bacon on the side.
I'm like, well, you got it.
Fries with a side of bacon.
Yeah, you bubble it up yourself.
I don't know that I would be successful in the service industry. I'd probably screw up a bunch of stuff. But I think I could gather that
fries,
you crumble the bacon on top.
Maybe it was meant to be tableside.
Yeah.
Tableside Funny. Cheese fries.
Do it yourself fries.
Do it yourself. DIY cheese fries.
Just have the cheese fry bar,
If you went to Big Al's soft opening yesterday and he missed something, please do call us throughout the show and let us know. We would like to know.
Sure. No, it was great. Customers happy. We had a good time. I'm so happy. That was a big, not burden, but just a big load off. The stressful prior to open. Just, man, I'm just glad it's open now.
And we got this text right here for you, Big Al, man.
All right, come on.
Don't feel bad, Al. A priest blessed the Hooters in town when it opened here.
There you go.
It's okay.
It's all right then.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Congratulations, Al.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we all know these songs right here.
J-Lo, J-Lo.
She's a movie star. She's a dancer. She is a singer.
The judge.
She's a TV star. She's a judge on American Idol. She does it all.
She's a quadruple threat.
I think she has like fashion lines too.
Yeah.
She does everything. J-Lo is going to be calling the show next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
OMG.
Are you seriously still nervous?
Yes, I'm nervous.
We've talked to Jennifer Lopez so much. She's like part of our show.
Right, I know.
Right.
But I still get nervous when I talk to Pretty Boricua. Hi, Jennifer.
Can't see you.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Jennifer. Hi. Welcome back.
Good morning.
We have. You're right, Kelly. We've talked to Jennifer Lopez so many times. I feel like we've like online dated, but we haven't met. So it's time. it's time for you to actually come in here. We need to meet face to face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When's that happening, Jennifer?
One of these days.
Maybe we need to go to Vegas.
I know we can't squeeze another thing in your schedule. You are seriously.
You have to come to Vegas for sure.
Yes, you are seriously the busiest working woman in show business right now.
Right.
Especially with your hit show.
It's a busy time.
Shades of Blue. Are you guys still filming? Are you guys starting the second season filming yet?
We haven't started the second season yet. The last three episodes are airing now. I think it's the last three episodes. Super intense. I can't wait for people to see them. And then we start filming the second season in June.
Yep. By the way, we just slipped that in. Congratulations on the show being picked up for a second season.
Right?
Thank you. I know we're so excited. Everybody's so excited.
It's really good. And do you feel icky after you get done filming because you play such a shady character?
Yeah, I do. It takes a lot out of you. You know, I remember being on the set and thinking, okay, wait a minute. I'm lying. I'm telling her a new lie. I already lied, but the audience doesn't know that. Okay, it's so confusing. I can never live like that.
Is it?
I mean, in my own life. But she's juggling so much, and she's trying to just like keep her head above water. It's an intense show for sure.
She's juggling lies, and you're juggling jobs. Can you list all the jobs you have right now?
I mean, right now, we have American Idol, the final season that we're working on.
Yeah.
Shades, my show in Vegas, which is really exciting. And just various other things that,
What is your favorite
and the
thing?
Rest.
I'm one of those, I only go to Vegas like once a year and then say I'm never going to go back again. But as someone that has obviously been to Vegas a lot and is now performing there, what is your favorite thing to do besides performing when you're in Las Vegas?
I mean, I love Vegas. I'm the opposite. I love that they have such, great restaurants there and amazing shows. And I love shopping. They have great shopping there. So it's like my kind of town.
Well, I'm trying to get a girls' weekend together. We're going to come try to see your show this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, come. It's so much fun. The show has been, very well received. Everybody's loving it, and I'm super happy about it. You guys have to come.
We want to.
I went online to try and get some tickets. They're kind of pricey.
It's hard to get a ticket, Jennifer.
It's worth it, Al.
I don't have five.
You have five cars.
I don't have five.
You have five cars, though, Al.
I'm just saying, if you want to throw some.
Oh, you're asking for a hookup, Al.
Oh, whatever, Al.
I'm just asking, since we do know each other so much.
Jennifer, you can say no if you don't.
Please
if you
say
want
no.
To. Yeah.
Say no to his. What does he want?
But he wants a ticket hookup.
Tickets
lame.
Stay low. Come on, girl.
You come on.
Oh, you come on.
That was the nicest no ever.
That's the nicest turn down you've ever given. You've given me a lot of turn downs.
You'll love it. I promise you'll have the time of your life.
I know.
Jennifer, I know you are so loving being a mom to twins. I wish I had been blessed with twins. That would have been so fun. I just got a phone call. My daughter's going home sick from school. What happens when you get that phone call? Because you're a mom first, but you've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
How do you balance the motherhood with all this?
I've gotten calls from school like, oh, your son cut somebody's hair. And I got to leave the set or wherever and go get him. And, things happen with kids. And you just, that's first. Your mom, you got to go. You got to do what you got to do.
I would take that strand of hair and I would sell it on eBay and be like, this hair was cut by Jennifer Lopez kid.
That makes you real creepy.
It was not a good day. They were not happy.
That's funny.
Now, we were chatting about American Idol earlier too, Jennifer, and we have a buddy on the show.
Oh, yeah. Dalton.
Dalton Rapitone.
That's a boy.
I love Dalton.
It's funny. We had a talent competition for kids locally here a few years ago, and Dalton was in our competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's been good for a while.
Yeah, he really takes it seriously. He's a good performer, and he has a real shot,
Yeah. Do you think you would ever put him in Shades of Blue because of those dreamy blue eyes?
Shades of Blue? It was the right character. Because I produce it, too, so.
I know.
Maybe.
Yeah, and Ryan Seacrest produces that as well, right?
Yeah.
So together, they're the busiest working people in the universe. Because Ryan also has like a resume of 50 jobs.
Yeah, a million jobs.
I know. We're like the same person.
What drives you to be that busy all the time? I mean, is that what it is? You just have to stay busy?
it's not that I have to be busy. It's that I have trouble saying no to great things. Mm. You know what I mean? It was like last year when all these opportunities came up and I was offered my residency in Vegas when I was, you know, Shades got picked up and Idol wanted me to come back for the farewell season. I was like, oh, it's a lot of stuff, but... You know, it's like once in a lifetime thing.
Sure.
Yeah. I just don't know how you balance it all. You're inspirational, really. And you look better. Seriously, Jennifer, we look at pictures of you today. You look better in your 40s than you did in your 20s. Not that you weren't stunning then.
I mean, you know, I agree.
You do.
You do.
Do you think it's just because you figured everything out?
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe more refined. I'm more, I don't know what it is. You know, I feel like I've learned to take better care of myself.
It's from the inside. That's what you're saying. The inside out.
The inside. And that shows on the outside. You know, we have fun, you know, especially on Idol, getting dressed up every week and doing all that part of it. You know, fashion has always been a big part of, you know, since I did music and, you know, it's just part of it. And I try to enjoy it.
You even made that pink romper thing look cute. You take some fashion risks, but you always pull it off because you own it.
You hit home runs. You really do.
I only do stuff I feel comfortable in. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a stylist lately, especially when it comes to the Idol stuff? Yeah. So you have a stylist, or do you have a lot of say in what you get to wear, or she just...
Of course. You know, they you know, show me things, and I'm like, oh, I love that, or I love this, or I hate that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard because you're so sexy in your everyday life, and you have to kind of, can you make me look more drab for 50 shades? You know, the shades of 50 shades, shades of blue.
Right.
I mean, you have to really, can you make me look dumpier?
Is that even... character, but I enjoy that, too. I enjoy that too because at the heart, I'm an artist, I'm an actress, and being able to play a role like this is, you know, really a blessing. It's such a great role. It's great writing, you know, so intense.
It's such a deep character.
It's a different thing than what I do all the time, you know, all the glam and stuff like that. It's who she is. She's a cop, you know, and a single mom, and it's a whole different person.
We're chatting with Jennifer Lopez. To get into character for Shades of Blue, did you do any like ride-alongs with real cops?
You know, I've played a cop so many times over my career, and I have done that. You know, I've gone and rode around with them. I've been on trains with them. I've been done a lot of things.
How's your aim shooting a gun?
It's pretty good. You know, it actually was a lot better, like when I did Out of Sight and stuff like that. But because we shot so many different types of guns for that role. But I haven't, you know, I do it now in on Shades a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up this year that we may not know about?
Well, I just signed back with Epic Records, so I'm going to be putting out some music really soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. Okay. And then we're going to start our second season, Shades of Blue. You guys need to come down to Vegas.
I'm doing it.
That's it.
You can reach me on Twitter if you want to tweet me some tickets.
We're going to buy them, Alan, and a plane ticket.
Tweet me a ticket.
We're going to come see you. If you haven't watched Shades of Blue, do catch up on it. You can binge watch it at NBC.com. There's only 3 episodes left. Shades of Blue's on tonight. Jennifer Lopez, thank you so much for joining us.
She's got to go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al,
bye, guys.
Any last words for J-Lo?
Thank you.
Bye, J-Lo. If you ever come through, I got a restaurant now, and I'd love to take you to dinner. Oh, she's gone?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Al gets nervous.
You get nervous with her.
She's so cool. I mean, I get
she
it.
She is cool.
She's a huge star, but...
And it's just so many. I just listen, and there's just so many of when we're talking, because we all want to talk to her. I'm like, I want to hear her.
Because when you talk, you kept saying was just that you wanted tickets.
Yeah. I just want to talk.
You didn't have a question.
This was you, Al. Can I have it?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
I got a bar.
And a restaurant.
A soft opening.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
to
like you turn
in, put in restaurant plugs and a J-Lo interview.
I do not know what to say to J-Lo.
Like you turn into that kid that's nervous to talk
I'm
to
I'm sorry. I know. I felt like I talked over him when he was trying to ask a question, but I wasn't sure what he was going to say.
I do.
Probably
not,
for the better, J-Lo.
I get nervous talking to J-Lo. I do every time.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for round 2 of Beat the Bank Kids Edition.
Go.
Blake, 11 years old, won an Xbox One about an hour ago. Like a champ.
Yeah, buddy.
Held in there like a champion. This round, we're looking for girls between the ages of 12 to 17.
Okay.
At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take call number 17. Again, girls between the ages of 12 to 17. Gotta give the ladies a chance, too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of girls, have you guys heard of this picture that's floating around the internet that's it's causing an uproar? It's like the dress picture, basically.
Oh, the blue, no, the golden white or blue and black dress?
It's kind of like that. It's a picture of what appears to be a bunch of girls sitting down in a row.
Okay.
And then if you look closely at this picture, there's clearly a mirror somewhere. And people are wondering, how many girls are there? I'm pretty sure it's two.
It's definitely two.
It's got to be two. I don't know where the answer is, though. It's from this Swiss photographer, and people are saying it's either twins, or there's four, or there's three. I'm going with two.
Okay, it's, I'm looking at it. We're showing it on Kid TV right now.
Because you don't really know where the mirror begins and where it ends.
Well, it's just two because they're both looking different ways. Yeah, it's two.
I thought it was four at first because I thought it was a set of twins, but now I'm pretty sure it's two.
I think we've decided it's two.
You think it's two too, Kelly?
Yeah. I think we're talking about a picture on the radio, and we probably
okay. I'm just talking about it's going viral. Thank you.
Well, it's a picture on the radio, and nobody can see what we're talking about.
Well, we're going to put it up at Kid Nation, and we would like... Yeah. So what you got, Kelly? What you want to talk about?
I'll talk about my sick daughter. And this poor girl who has got the most awful allergies. It is sad. She went through two boxes of Kleenex yesterday. And the nanny just texted me this long thing, how she gets to school. And I want to go back home. And I'm like, please, God, don't go back home, because this is going
to
wreck my entire day.
She needs to get the shots.
Yeah. Everybody has allergies, though, Kelly. What else you got?
No, she... Okay, you want to talk about a picture?
Oh, now your ego's hurt?
Where are you going to go?
I'm kidding.
I mean, we all decided it's two, but we could beat the dead horse to death if you want.
Well, we don't know yet. Because
so anyway...
She needs shots.
I know, but that's... You know how hard it was for me to get nasal spray up that kid's nose last night, where I literally was finally, this is horrible. I'm the most horrible parent in the world, and I'll admit it. I finally was like, fine, be sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you. I've been sitting here begging you, praying with you, and I'm like, I'm done. Be sick. And then she's like, you're so mean to me. And so she finally has to put the nasal spray up her nose so she can breathe.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works. But I'm like...
The shots are different now, too, because I got them when I was a little bit older than her, 12. My allergies were so bad, my eyes were swollen shut until noon at school every day.
Horrible.
That bad. I was the sneezy, sniffly kid every day and played soccer. I'm allergic to grass.
I know, it's
but
awful.
But I had to get two shots every Friday for a year, and now they have it down. My best girlfriend's doing it. She only has to get a few shots for over a couple-month period of time because they've made them so strong.
Well, I just have to get her to take the shot.
You have to. Yeah. They don't hurt that bad. And if you're feeling... If she feels that terrible for long enough, she'll come around to it.
I hope so. Because the last time we tried to give her a shot, it was embarrassing. Mm. I was lying on top of her. The nurse was lying on top of her.
How old is she now?
She's nine, but it doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She doesn't want a shot.
Right.
And she is freaked out about turning 11, and she's been freaked out about turning 11 since she was, I think, six. Because we were at the doctor's for the last shot, and they were drawing blood from this other, a little boy, mm-hmm. who also, like my daughter, wasn't ashamed to cry and let his fear be known to the whole waiting room. And he had to get blood drawn. And the doctor said, don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about it till you're 11. My daughter has worried about that.
Oh, no.
Since she was about 6 years old. She's going to have blood drawn. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe by the time she's 11, she'll be able to understand that it needs to be done.
So.
She'll sit there and do it.
Maybe if you can go and donate blood, she can watch you, like, give blood.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Show her the way.
That'd be kind of gross.
I'll do it.
I mean, I don't know if she'd like to see a needle going in my arm and blood coming out. That might freak her out more.
No, to see your reaction. She doesn't have to see the needle going. She just has to see how you act.
You've never seen me give blood before, obviously.
Oh, you don't handle it well either.
She gets it honest.
It runs in the family.
Oh. I asked, is it a phlebotomist? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
This is before I had to go through infertility treatments and had to give blood every time I turned my head. But I sat there and I said, am I the worst person you've ever had as a patient? He said, yes, you are. Not even trying to save my feelings. He told me I was the worst. I'm like, oh my God, it's going
to
hurt.
And back to the allergies, I think it was your dad and our boss, George, were talking about, if you want to help with allergies, eat bees, honey from that area.
Bee pollen.
The bee pollen from that region.
I also heard if you take cabbage leaves and stuff them up your nostrils, that'll help with that.
You're really into cabbage this morning.
It's all about the Irish.
So into the cabbage. Real quick, James Corden, he's becoming my favorite late night show host.
Uh-huh.
He is so good. And he did his entire show from a random person's home last night. Her name is Natalie.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good.
My name's James Corden. I'm the host of the Late Late Show on CBS. How are you?
Good.
Lovely to meet you.
What's going on?
Well, we're right now filming an episode of The Late Late Show on CBS, and basically, we're looking for somewhere. Come forth if you've got friends. We're filming The Late Late Show on CBS, and right now, we're wondering if we'd be able to come and shoot our entire show in your house tonight. Is this something you would have any interest
in?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. Yes!
Is this something? Are you sure?
Yes.
Is this definitely something you'd be interested in?
Wait, like, are we doing carpool karaoke though?
Oh, they know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And of course, if you're doing a late night show, that means you're going to have guests come over.
Right.
And here's who came over to Natalie's house.
The one, the only, Mr. Colin Farrell is here tonight.
Wow.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
Bless you, Colin, for bringing gifts.
Thank you.
And these are the greatest biscuits known to man. Have you heard of these?
Yeah. You've never had hot nuts. Do you like a cup of tea?
Yes.
Do you like
now?
Nuts?
I can go make one.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And only if my house was clean.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, wait, hold on a second.
I don't know.
Come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I would still do it. And he also had Demi Lovato on. So she came over to Natalie's house. Wanda Sykes was on.
Wow.
And Jack Hanna, he brought over a bald eagle and a skunk.
That is awesome.
And a skunk.
Oh, no.
Awesome. That's pretty genius. And you obviously could tell that he just showed up at a random house, which is pretty funny. Al, are you ready with your rap?
Bring it on.
All right, let's try to play here.
Spring, dance, romance, graduation, robe, no pants, beat for kids,
no pants.
No pants, huh? For the 12 to 17-year-old girl contestants.
Well, you know, it's something to look forward to when you graduate. Yeah. You have a big robe on.
Uh-huh.
Who'll know? You don't have to wear pants. You can wear shorts.
And once
you can
again,
wear, like, underwear.
I'd recommend a nice dress.
Yeah. Disclaimer also, Big Al's not saying beat the kids. Again, he's saying beat.
Fuck it.
Four. But we got to shorten it because, you know, artistic liberties.
Beat the bank for kids.
Doesn't flow well when you do it that way.
Beat the bank for kids.
See? I think Al is the greatest artist of our generation.
Thank you.
Right up there with Kanye
Me
West.
And Kanye,
Wow.
If I say so. All right, let's meet our contestant. Jessica, how are you doing?
Oh, hi.
Hey, woo. Jessica, what's up?
Nothing really.
What you doing right now?
I'm really excited. I'm like jumping around.
All right.
How old are you, Jess?
I'm 13.
13?
13. We're looking for 12 to 17.
What's your favorite subject in school?
I don't really like school.
Oh. Really? Why?
I don't know. I don't like learning.
Yeah.
I like music.
Yeah. That's a problem.
That's honest.
Yeah.
Hey.
What would make it more tolerable for you? Is it? I don't know. I'm curious. You gotta do it. So.
I don't know.
Just limit that learning stuff.
What do you like? Do you like sports? Do you like theater? What do you like about?
I like music. I play the clarinet.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Do you want to be a musician artistic. When you grow up?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist right now?
I like Drake.
Yeah, Drake's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear some Drake on the clarinet.
Yeah.
Can you play Drake on the clarinet?
On a clarinet.
Jessica, have you been listening to Beat the Bank's Kids Edition this week?
Yes.
So you've gotten an idea of what sort of prizes we have in there for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So here's how it works. We're going to throw those prizes your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go value-wise, you make sure you yell stop. Or if you hear one that you just plain like. And if you don't and it closes on you, you get nothing. We don't want that, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any idea what you want?
Justin Bieber tickets.
Again, she likes music.
Yeah.
She
I wonder if that's
music.
Got thrown back in the vault. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Only one way to find out, and that's to play...
Beat the Bank!
Kids Edition.
$50 gift card to the movies. $75 Starbucks gift card. $100 in cash. iPad Mini 4. Justin Bieber concert tickets.
Stop.
Yeah!
Wow!
Wow.
Jessica,
what a day.
Jessica, you're going to Justin Bieber.
Yay.
I think we're more excited than you are.
That's what she wanted.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what you wanted. That's awesome.
How close did you come to saying stop at the iPad?
Huh?
Did you come pretty close to saying stop at the iPad?
Yeah, I wanted to wait a little bit, though. I wanted to see if they were in there.
Good
I'm
job.
I'm so glad they were. You played that right.
Great job.
Wow, Jessica. Who are you going to take to the concert with you? I'm sure.
Oh, your friends are going to be fighting today.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be the most popular girl in school. That's for sure. Well, Jessica, you have fun at the Justin Bieber concert, okay?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Hang in there with that whole school thing. It might pay off a little later.
You might like learning eventually.
You never know.
Learning's fun at times.
Yeah, it can be.
You do it right. Woo! Give away them Justin Bieber tickets.
That's great.
We have one more shot for you to win, kids. Actually, two, because we'll play again tomorrow morning at 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Got it.
Last chance for the kids, and then we'll go back to the money on Monday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
Oh, it's time for first world problems. Hope you're ready. Hope you brought them.
Uh-huh.
You got a pretty funny one about your bar, Al.
Really?
Big Al, I really wanted to go to your bar, but I saw some cop cars out there. And I got warrants.
You got warrants?
So I didn't go. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh.
Hashtag bad boy problems.
Yeah, buddy.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got a text from our phone screener, Elena. I don't know why she just didn't walk in here.
Okay.
But she said, when the valet moves your seat back, and then you got to get it back in the right position.
They have the opposite. They move it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I got to put it all the way back.
I have one.
Yeah, Jenna, go ahead.
Well, it's really like a first world pug problem.
Uh-huh.
My new pug, Wheezy, is such a little sex pot. All the big boy dogs at the dog park keep trying to mount her, and their slobber ruined my spray tan yesterday.
Ugh.
Spray tan all over my legs. Oh. Slobber ruined my spray tan.
Oh,
the boys love her.
Oh, man. We can also get text messages with that same phone number if you would like to send us one, like this one from Ashley. I have tickets to Beyonce. Then I have to fly all the way to Germany the next day to see Adele. Huh. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow, you living a pretty good life,
Ashley.
Wow. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I want to go.
You got one, Kelly?
I do, from Kiana. When your best friend sends you a text while you're on Snapchat with your crush and interrupts his snap from playing. Hashtag first world problem.
Can I read one that's going to gross you guys out?
Yep.
No.
Layton, I'm putting your name out there because you should never have said this. Sometimes my cat sits on my face when I sleep and I woke up with pink eye for the third time.
Oh.
Well, that's how you get pink eye.
That's not a first world problem.
Ew.
Your cat sitting on your cat.
That's not a first world problem.
I know. It was on my sheet, though, so I'm reading
it.
Maybe it's a really expensive
cat. People don't understand what first world problems are.
That's just a problem, and it's gross.
That's pet problems. Hashtag pet problems.
There you go.
To them, it's a first world problem.
No, they're wrong.
Okay. Hey, Mel, you're sitting in a hotel?
Yes. Next weekend is my birthday weekend, and we've got, like, 6 days of festivities lined up. We're going to travel, going to the Biltmore and everything.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we got a 4-star hotel, paid for it and everything.
Yeah.
And found out there's not even a pool in the hotel. Oh. Hashtag first world problem.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
I really want to swim.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's half the fun of going to a hotel is swimming in the pool.
Mel,
and that in room service.
Your birthday is ruined, Mel.
I know. First world problem.
That's true.
Happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have fun.
I don't know how you can.
I know. You can't
have a pool.
Yeah, how are you going to have fun without a pool?
Man. I'd get my money back for false advertising.
Yeah. this one's from Jake on the text. When I have to go Cheeto, I have to leave my phone in the room or I'll get stuck in social media and I'll be in the bathroom for hours. Hashtag first world problem. Ain't that the truth?
Shout out, yeah.
All it takes is getting one video on YouTube.
But then you just have to sit there?
Or because you...
The bathroom is for bathrooming.
Yeah, but...
Not videoing.
No. That's everybody gets stuck on social media in the bathroom or watching videos.
I try and find dates on apps as I pee.
No.
Lately I've been getting stuck on, like, 30-second fights on Twitter or 30-second recipes. Because once you see one of the videos, they have so many more.
Okay, Martha, chill.
I need a bathroom.
30-second recipe?
Yeah. They're so good.
JC.
Jenna.
You know what I want to say.
You can make pizza with biscuits so quick. I'll show you.
It's not really pizza. You should see my fridge. There's nothing in it.
I'm sorry. Cody, you lucky getting to go to WrestleMania?
Yeah, I'm headed to WrestleMania all the way from up here in West Virginia, and I wanted to get pretty good seats, and I ended up only getting 13th row when I wanted in the top five.
Oh,
hashtag first world
man.
Problem.
Man. Don't even go anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go, man.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get on for the last 4 or 5 months, and Big Al, I have a very important question.
Oh, question. Bonus. Go ahead.
Is there any possible way that I could possibly come to your bar and do my lifelong dream of doing a duet to Blake Shelton with you?
Absolutely,
wow.
Sir.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's his lifelong dream.
Either do Neon Lights or Hillbilly Bone with you.
Absolutely. We'll do Neon Lights. I don't know the other one. We'll do
Neon
Lights, and I'll buy you a beer. So you hold on. Let me get your info, and I'll give you my email address, okay?
You got it, buddy.
All right,
Cody. 13th row, not too bad.
We'll see you soon.
Uh-huh. Get ready for your big performance with Big Al Mack.
Unfortunately, you'll be sitting in section 98 at my bar. Yeah. No, just kidding.
That's the best section right there. Oh, we have a Lambo problem here. Patrick, what could possibly go wrong when you're in a Lambo?
Well, you see, it's been raining so much down here in the Gulf Coast that I've had to keep it in the garage. So this morning, I finally got to drive it, and I went to go get in it, and the door was squeaking. So now, instead, I have to drive my Maserati to work.
Wait a minute.
What color is the Lambo?
Yellow.
You got a banana Lambo.
I'm out on that.
Banana
man.
Lambo.
You didn't drive it because the door was squeaking.
You can't drive a squeaky door in a Lambo. When you get out at the gas station to go get your morning fix.
Man, get off my phone.
Oh, stop it. I like him.
Get off my phone.
But I like rich people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're speaking Kelly's language, Patrick.
Get off my phone, man.
What? Oh, don't you want him to show up at your bar?
Oh, I would love for him to show up at my bar.
I bet the valet parked that right up front.
Not with that squeaky door.
No, he'd probably be embarrassed to get out of it. Yeah. Have to park around back.
All right, Patrick, you have a wonderful day. Put some WD 40 on that door. Do you even put WD-40 on a Lambo?
No. I don't know. It may be too cheap of a substance.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is something I will definitely never own, probably.
Oh, yeah. I can pretty much
I can 100% guarantee I will never have enough money for that.
I have driven one. That was fun.
Yeah, I got to ride one with Kid on the track in Disney World. That was fun.
I might write that down as a goal of mine.
What? Marry somebody with a Lambo?
To get my own.
Really?
Maybe.
With a radio salary?
Al has 5 cars.
Yeah.
None of them like that.
Trade them all in for a Lambo.
If he combined all 5 cars, he could easily get one.
Yes, he could.
Maybe a used one.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever.
Very gently used.
We should become friends with Patrick.
Maybe
not after you were so rude to him.
JC, and who are you to hate on my dream?
What?
Yeah, JC.
I'm not hating on your dream.
I'm not going to rely on a man.
That girl wants a Lambo.
I buy myself my own stuff.
All right. You can lease one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a Lambo cost? About $200,000
or
$300,000? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Down on the Lambo, man.
Well, we're talking rich stuff now.
Us guys love cars.
Let's do rich people, bro.
Alex, what's going on in your life?
Well, I work for a country club, and recently they discontinued the zesty saltine crackers that the members like. So we had to set up a whole tasting to pick out new crackers for them because premium just not good enough. Hashtag first world problem.
I love those club crackers.
crackers.
Yeah. What did they select?
That's awesome.
We actually went, I don't even remember. It's probably just like your typical Cisco brand, but they don't know that.
Yeah, don't tell the rich people that. Ooh. Yeah, don't let Patrick know. He's going to show up with a squeaky door tasting your gross crackers.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for your call. We'll take one here from Stacy because we all have this problem. Stacy, what's going on in the car?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, first of all. I love, love, love listening to Adele.
Yeah.
But when I try to sing along, it hurts my throat. Hashtag first world problem.
That's what you hit when you just can't hit the note in your car.
Some of those notes are tough,
man. You want to hit it so hard, like that chandelier. That chandelier song, when the Sia song used to be on the radio all the time.
Oh, it's so good.
And I wanted to hit the notes so hard. But I can't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get so mad, I try and sing, and then I hit my steering wheel because I'm just so mad I can't
hit it. So frustrated.
I know. And here's a very literal first world problem on the text.
Come on.
Hillary versus Trump. Hashtag first world problem.
That's true. That's true.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.